Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo. Hello, Luis.
Hi, Adri. As always, I'm super excited to be here recording this on a Tuesday. I feel like a broken record. I always say the same thing, but we have a very special guest talking to us about a very special topic, which is summer learning.
It's coming up before you know it.
Right around the corner, our plans for summer school. So we'll get there.
Okay, Luis, I just want to know when the cold temperatures are going to be over. Right? I feel like spring's not even trying. It's just letting winter bully it. What do you think?
Are we done? I don't know. I sure hope so. We were teased with very nice days over the weekend. Yes. No wind.
Right.
In the 50s. And today I have to wear my vest.
Oh, right. And in the morning it's going to be like 11, 12 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
We are in the San Luis Valley, and that's what we normally do. All right. Let's begin with our first segment. Did you know? So what new information are we learning about today?
Did you know that the Alamosa School District is preparing to administer the CMAS state test?
Luis, if you ask any teacher this question, we'd have to say, yes, we know. Mm-hmm. We've only been preparing for this assessment. But tell our audience, what is CMAS?
The Colorado Measures of Academic Success, known as CMAS, are the state's common measure of student progress at the end of each school year in English language arts, math, and science.
All right. And so everybody in the state of Colorado will be taking this.
Students in grades 3 through 8 take the CMAS test in mathematics and English language arts.
Okay.
Students in grades 5, 8, and 11 take the CMAS assessments.
The science assessment too.
Sorry, science. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay. All right. So tell us why these assessments are important.
These assessments are very important, and they serve our district in a variety of ways. First of all, it helps us to know the level of academic performance for each one of our students.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that information and other measures of our teachers' assessments throughout the lessons, we're able to know exactly what a kid has learned in a year, and we are able to create a learning plan for each child. The other thing that these results do for us is that the state of the Colorado Department of Education gives every district and every school sort of a report card. And they tell us you are in the green, meaning you are a performing school district. You are in the yellow, orange, or red. So we will know where we stand academically in regards with the state after we are able to compile all of the tests, get the results, and see how much we've grown and how much or how well we're doing in regards to academic achievement.
Okay. And so we can compare our scores to those of other schools around the state.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, we can look at those individual scores.
Correct.
And know what each child needs and how to tailor their plan, right? And so parents, I just want to remind you that it's super important that just have a chat with your child and remind them how important it is for them to take this test and do their absolute best. I know that sometimes, you know, decisions are made. Does this child have enough time to take an elective at the secondary level, or do they need a second English class or some math help instead of an elective? So these things really matter. The important thing is that we know where the child is and what we can do to help them.
Yes, and it also tells us how we're doing as a system. If we have a grade that maybe didn't do so well, then it tells us as a system that we need to dig a little deeper to look into our practices, our resources, to see how we can improve. Something that I forgot to mention regarding the state designation or the grade is that participation rate, graduation rate also get taken into consideration when they give a total district grade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. A report card for the school. All right. So parents, have a chat with those kids and just remind them to do their absolute best, because we want to celebrate you know, when those kids move up, do better than they did last year, and that's what we want them to do. Well, now we know. Thanks, Louise, for teaching us about CMAS, and we are getting ready. One of our assistant principals called it the Super Bowl of testing, and we've been getting ready for it. All right, let's move on and let's learn more about our school personnel. Who are we meeting today?
Today, I'm pleased to have a very special guest with us. The first focus area of our strategic plan is grounded on academic growth and performance for all of our students. We know that learning does not stop in the summer and that we have students who benefit from our summer school. Here with us, we have Andrea Maloff, and Andrea wears many, many hats in our district. Her main job is that of an interventionist at Alamosa Elementary School K-2, but she is also the co-director of our summer program. Andrea has been in the field of education for 29 years. Part of our Moose family for the past 14 years.
Excellent. Welcome to Education Radio. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, well, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate this opportunity. Listeners, a little bit about myself is, besides those hats that Luis mentioned earlier, is outside of our school district. I'm also taught in four different school districts.
Okay.
Three in the San Luis Valley and one outside of the valley, which was Pueblo District 60.
Excellent.
Okay, I've done that. I'm also an adjunct professor at Adams State University.
And so what courses do you teach there?
Literacy and Language Development 1, which is my passion, and that's why I'm supporting the interventionist in our building, and also the Commissioner of Teachers Cabinet through Colorado Department of Education.
So you do wear a lot of hats.
Besides being a mother and a wife and a friend and all of the above. So, yes, so I do wear many hats, although I'm really passionate around the arena of teaching children how to read.
Right.
All right. So most of our guests have been either principals or teachers. You are an interventionist. So talk to us about your day-to-day and specifically, what does an interventionist do?
Yes, Luis. Well, I'm the reading interventionist at the K-2 here in Alamosa Elementary. And my day is magnificent. I mean, I could begin with, actually, I work with 38 to 40 students on a daily basis in small group instruction. And that small group instruction is basically targeting specific skills that they need around the five components of reading. I work with kindergarten, first and second grade students. My groups do change. They are fluid and they're flexible based off of looking at data and synthesizing data and having discussions and collaborating with classroom teachers and personnel and staff within our district. And so I'm able to just support the students on an ongoing basis, and which is great because it's not just within the classroom setting. I'm able to target 38 to 40 students, although I look at it in terms of supporting all students.
That's right.
In our building, because teachers will come to me, I monitor their data, I look, I ask, we reflect, we talk, we adjust instruction like Luis mentioned earlier. And so it's not just those 38 to 40 students, it's all students that I look at, monitor, adjust, and support building.
And then you choose which kids you're going to work with on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's ongoing. So it's just a process. And it's been rewarding to support that. And
wow,
I get to know all the kids, and it's amazing. So thank you for asking about that.
And, you know, Louise is often talking about, you've often talked about how we, you know, tailor education. Mm-hmm. And you're one of those that then steps in and does the extra, right? And addressing those kids and whatever their needs are.
Exactly.
At a given time.
Exactly. You mentioned extra because it begins in the classroom.
Right.
You know, the teachers are supporting that universal instruction, and then I step in to support targeted specific instruction on a tier 2 or tier 3 level to support those children. So you're right.
Well, yes, my hat is off to you because that's a huge job, monitoring all that data.
Sure.
Yeah, good
one
for
hat.
You.
Like you said, I wear many hats.
Yes,
so which
you do.
One is that that you're gonna?
Which one do I want?
Off?
So let's talk about another one of your hats. We're going to talk about the importance of continuing learning during summer school. So tell us, what are we planning for summer school and why it is important to take advantage of this opportunity?
Okay, Luis, let's start with the why. Why is it important to take advantage of this opportunity? Because it's going back to targeting students. It's going back to targeting students and supporting their learning loss that we've noticed over the past few years.
Sure.
And so with that learning loss, again, we want to be really specific on what we're going to do to support those students.
Mm-hmm.
And review, reteach, mm-hmm. and just give them some more time and opportunities to learn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Andrea, I've used this analogy before, and, you know, the way I look at it is learning is sort of like a muscle. So if I exercise a muscle for 9 months and then I stop exercising that same muscle for 3 months, I am going to lose a little bit of the strength that I've gained, or maybe not continue to gain. So to me, continuing with being exposed to learning with high quality teachers in front of them, delivering high quality instruction, is very important.
Absolutely.
All right. What would you say then to a parent who has doubts about sending their student to summer school?
You know, parents, what I'd like to share with you as if you have any doubts, by all means, our summer school staff are passionate and committed,
mm-hmm.
experienced to education, and so I would say our staff is just going to be very welcoming and committed to support your child's learning and continuous learning for summer school. They're committed to building positive relationships and keep them in a safe, learning, positive environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. So talking about staff and just capacity, I would love for all of our 2,188 students to attend summer school, but that is not feasible. So who are we looking at? Who are those candidates that we are going to be inviting to attend summer school?
You know, we've pondered that. We've had this discussion before, Luis, and, you know, with your feedback and us looking at this, it's been great to be able to be intentional about who we're inviting and who's attending summer school. So we decided that we're going to focus on children that are on READ plans, which okay. governs the READ Act, which are children that are significantly reading deficiency. So we're going to target them,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we're going to also look at our ELL population to support our ELL population as well.
And ELL is English Language Learners?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And looking at students that have great attendance throughout the school year, that are committed to coming to school, that are here every day, and that are going to be committed to attend our summer school program as well.
Okay.
Okay.
And that leads us into my next question. Talk to me about the programming. What classes will our students be experiencing during summer school?
Okay, so our summer school opportunity of classes is going to be balanced instruction. Basically, we're going to be governed around the reading, writing, science, math, in those areas. In the morning, we're going to be focusing on reading and writing and math. Our curriculum is going to consist of the five components of reading: phonemic mm-hmm. awareness, phonics, vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension. And we're going to be focusing on that, looking at math instruction through Bridges as well, K-5.
Mm-hmm. And Bridges is a resource that Alamosa School District purchased to support our standards work.
Around the area of math.
Yep
absolutely, yeah. In the content of math. So that's going to be really exciting. And so I know we're going to continue with our L education at the K-2. And the 3-5 is going to continue supporting Wit and Wisdom, which is their reading core as well, to continue okay. that. We're also going to be focusing heavily on utilizing our DIBLES,
mm-hmm.
Dynamic Indicator Basic Early Literacy Skills,
mm-hmm.
to monitor ongoing progress for 4 weeks, beginning and ending. So teachers are going to be able to utilize that because it is part of our ELAT grant that we have. Mm-hmm. So we're going to utilize that to help support our students in that capacity. So synthesizing data and gathering information around that area. But not only is, I mentioned balanced earlier, not just around the academics, but also looking at physical education we'll be providing, and providing zones of regulation as well as SEL, social emotional learning, for our students. So it's going to be well balanced. And I'm super excited because our staff is like committed and ready to move forward and get going on this. So it's going to be great.
And what I just heard is the intentionality behind our planning as a team, with you and Ponch Castillo leading the way, to say that we are going to take full advantage of the time that we're going to be asking parents to borrow their kids for the summer so that we can continue to see a growth trajectory, which to us means learning. And I appreciate that. For secondary, and I'll just jump in, it's going to be more of, you know, credit recovery. There's still going to be some intentionality, like we just heard, of course, for the middle school grades, but the high school is truly credit recovery because they're on a credit system. Talk to us about dates. When is this happening? I mean, it's around the corner.
It is around the corner. I keep thinking it's April already.
Yes, and it is.
Then May's going to fly by. It will. And so we've been working on this for quite some time now. So the dates are going to be June 5th through June 30th, Monday through Thursday from 7:30 to 3:30 by time children are dismissed.
And the secondary dates?
And the secondary dates will start in June.
Like the middle 17th, of June.
The 17th to July 7th.
Okay.
All right. And where are we hosting our summer school? And the reason why I'm asking this is we are going through a lot of construction and upgrades, and we will not have access to our schools because we are updating HVAC systems, and all of our schools will have AC, and it's just going to be a better learning environment for all. But that poses an issue. So where is it happening?
So with that said, we're going to be able to be housed at the Alamosa High School.
Wow.
Okay.
And so with that said, and the process has been very innovative, I should say.
Yes.
I love it.
And what I mean by innovative is looking about thinking outside the box. What are we going to do to support our teachers? What are we going to do to support our kids and our community to reassure them that this place is still going to continue to operate and have some instructional practices in place for their students? And so we're going to be at the high school, and we've been working with committees, the Alamosa Recovery Committee, Mr. Castillo and I, and trying to brainstorm and coming up with ideas how we're going to transition into that process to make it, so to speak, seamless.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not always seamless, but we're going to get there. And I'm excited about this because it's going to... the children are going to be able to see what it's like at the high school.
Oh, that's what I love. Yes.
And the teachers as well. So when they step in there, they're going to be like, wow, when I get to high school.
Right. You know? I would love that.
And I think it's going to be a great experience. And it's just very innovative. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. And a matter of fact, to help with the seamless process, the summer school staff at the K-5 level were meeting on Monday just to do a walkthrough of the building so they can become acclimated and it's not overwhelming for them. Yeah. And so we're really excited. I'm getting some good feedback.
Excellent.
And I think they're ready to move forward.
And you know what? I'm going to throw an idea out there.
Go for it.
But wouldn't it be cool if you could walk through the children through a graduation, you know, that they'll be facing in 10, 11, you know, however many years, and to see themselves in that gym, you know, being presented to the, you know, to all of their family as having graduated from Alamosa High School. Plant that seed in there. I love the idea that they're there. Just like I love the idea that secondary kids will be at Adams. Because, again, to see themselves in that university learning environment, I love it.
I do, too. And a matter of fact, I reflected on that, and I was like, this is going to be great for all learners that are going to be involved, and for those little ones to see that, oh, this is where my brother goes to school,
right,
or this is where my sister goes to school. And even for our community and our families, because mm-hmm. when they go and they drop off their kids there at the high school, they're going to be like, this is the high school. This
right.
is where it is. So just giving us that opportunity.
Yes, I love that idea. Yes.
You talked about innovation. Where are our secondary students going to be attending summer school?
At Adams State University.
Adams State University.
Oh, everybody's moving a step up.
We're all moving a step up. So
yes.
It's great. And so, again, it's, you know, letting them see that light as, you know, intermediate students and high school students and seeing themselves and getting exposure.
Yeah.
Yes.
To that learning environment. And because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we give them that opportunity, then they know and they feel more confident.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very excited about the whole thing, but definitely excited about secondary students getting to attend Adams State University. I was part of a meeting where, you know, Adams State is excited to have our students on their campus. So they talked about working with the admissions team to do sort of a kickoff for our students. And, you know, of course, you know, give a presentation about college admission and college life and all that. So definitely excited. Last question for you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
I just want to thank the audience for participating and being committed to our podcast for Alamosa School District. It's highly appreciated. And so thank you very much to the two of you for allowing me this opportunity to let the community know who we are and what we're doing for our students of Alamosa
School
District. Because
there are awesome things happening all the time.
Every day.
That's every day, nice. All day, right?
Yeah.
Every day, all day.
Okay, so just before we leave, so for the parents, will they be getting a letter about their child attending summer school? Is it by invitation only? How are you going to get the information to the families?
Yes, so the letters should be going out within the next couple of weeks, and those letters are going to be an invitation based off of those four areas that we talked about, whether mm-hmm. they're on a READ plan, grade attendance through the school year, ELL learners, English language learners, and just inviting them to do that. So it'll be in English as well as Spanish.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, we all know, we're all educators, right? But to have these little ones, K through 2, you know, going on and just reinforcing that basic education and sending them stronger on to third grade, excellent. I'm excited about all of
this.
Thank
you. And I forgot to mention, too, that our class sizes are going to be 15 to 18 students per class, which gives us the ratio of 1 to 9 students because of the teachers we have as well as the support staff that are going to be joining us on our team.
Excellent.
That's a great ratio.
And thanks to the staff who are saying, yes, I'm committed to summer school and I will be here. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And maybe you can come back next school year and tell us how well it went.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events. So, Luis, what's on the agenda that we want to share with our listeners?
Just a reminder, we will not have school on Friday. This is Friday, April 7th. And then right after that, our testing window starts from April 10th through April 28th. This is the window that the state gives us. Not all schools, of course, will be testing through the whole window, but this is when the Super Bowl of assessments start for us.
And I know that OMS will begin testing on Tuesday, and they're going to be using those Chromebooks. So OMS students need to bring them in every day, fully charged, ready for testing. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, Leaders Tomorrow.